are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders is here now to give us a sideline perspective of the fast-moving game of six-man football.
As sunset approached, the sky streaked with pastels of orange and blue, and a full moon beginning to rise, the six-man football state championship got underway at Bulldog Field in Zephyr. That's in Brown County, on the edge of West Texas, in goat country. Seemingly out of nowhere, the stadium lights appeared after a 306-mile drive. We pulled into a gravel parking lot, dust filling the air. Zephyr means gentle, mild breeze. Wind was ruffling the American flag near the concession stand. The place felt like the football version of Field of Dreams, isolated and surrounded by pasture. They built it, and we came. This small stadium has artificial turf, a flawless asphalt track, and brighter lights than most places where I shot photos this season. The title game featured the Trinity School of Texas Titans versus the Fredericksburg Heritage Christian Eagles. Trinity is where our daughter Abby attends high school in Longview, and she's a cheerleader. Going into this final match, the Titans were undefeated at 12-0. They won most of their games by the mercy rule, which goes into effect if one team is leading by 45 points or more by halftime. Going into this final game, the team averaged 8 touchdowns a game, winning most of their games by scoring 60 or 70-plus points. Six-man is a lot of fun to watch. There is plenty of scoring with fewer players than in regular football. Nearly all the rules are the same, with some exceptions. The major differences, besides the mercy rule, are the football field is 80 yards long and 40 yards wide, smaller in both dimensions than a traditional field. A first down requires 15 yards instead of 10. If a team tries an onside kick, which is a common tactic, it must travel 15 yards, unlike the 10-yard minimum in 11-man football. And finally, field goals count for 4 points. A point after attempt following a touchdown is good for 2 points, while an attempt to convert by passing or running is just worth 1 point. That's the opposite of regular football. It's easier to score by running it in than kicking it, where there are only 6 players on each side. The games fly by, being shorter of duration and filled with action. The Titans often headed home at halftime with the mercy rule, which made the matches even quicker. That would not be the case in Zephyr. Heritage Christian has made it to the state finals 8 of the last 10 years, and this was its 4th straight title game. They had won the championship 5 times in a decade. This was a team used to playing for the state championship. The Titans fought valiantly, as sports writers like to say, but fell short 46-16. After the game, tears flowed freely as all the players, coaches, cheerleaders, and other support staff gathered in the center of the field. Each head coach talked to the players from both teams, reminding them that football was not the most important thing in life, that both teams had much to be proud of, and to savor this moment because both teams had played like champions. And indeed they had. The Titans worked incredibly hard to get to this level. After all, the program is only in its 5th year, and success breeds further success. I predict the program will be a powerhouse again next year. Our daughter will be on the sidelines again, in her final year as a cheerleader. The Titans filed into the locker room, walking through a gauntlet of fans chanting, "We are proud of you. We are proud of you." We got in my SUV to begin the long drive from Zephyr back to East Texas. The moon still shined brightly.
Commentator Gary Borders publishes the Mount Pleasant Daily Tribune in Mount Pleasant, Texas.